When you're reading a news story online about North Korea, how does it make you feel? What about when you're reading a story about space exploration? I ask because a number of media organizations, including USA Today and the New York Times, have been investing in new technologies targeting digital ads according to the emotions that the editorial content evokes. And now they're expanding that approach. Here now, media analyst John Carroll joins us to explain. Hi, John.
Hello, Jeremy.
So what's the thinking behind this?
Okay, so the Times moves more and more toward a subscription-driven revenue model. And as they do that, they have 4.5 million subscriptions now. As they do that, they want to be seen as protecting their reader data, not exploiting it and capitalizing on it. So what they've done is they launched the pilot program last year called Project Feels, where they basically look at the editorial content and say, what kind of emotion is this going to evoke? They have 18 of them, actually, that they track. And then they try to match an advertiser's pitch to the emotion that that they think the content will produce.
Because then they're not using the data that they've got on you to figure out what to advertise to you, but rather they're looking at the story that you're reading.
Exactly. So the advertiser is targeting the story and the effect of the story, not the reader's data history or browsing history, none of that. Because they're paying, and the Times doesn't want to be seen to be exploiting that data. Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, a travel company would want its ad adjacent to a piece that evokes, say, adventurousness and self-confidence.
Right, right. And the way they figured out what the emotions are, they crowdsourced them, basically. They got a group of volunteers. They gave them the 18 emotions, and they said, assign these, one of these, two of these, to this content that we're showing you. And what they did was, from that data, they built a predictive algorithm that lets them basically figure out future stories.
And now they're expanding this. How?
Right. They're expanding it into two different areas. One is topic targeting. So basically immigration, technology, and you can say, I just want to be attached to technology content. The other is motivational targeting, which is seeing content that would possibly lead someone to take an action and matching that up with an advertiser's objectives.
And the Times is saying that this new type of targeting has increased click-through rates by 40%.
Right. And you know, basically, it's more engaging. There were about 50 campaigns in the pilot program, and they said, you know, they were happy with it. So they're rolling out the emotional targeting even wider now. But just not to get technical, but average click-through rate is 0.4%. Mm. So 40% increase on that is not a huge gain.
And so does this approach have benefits for the Times as well as for advertisers?
Yeah, brands have traditionally been wary of news media as advertising platforms because the demographic-based advertising placement is by algorithm. You don't know what kind of content your ad is going to be attached to. So YouTube has this problem as well. So this is basically trying to make them more comfortable with the platform that and being able to target their ads to particular content.
So the Times is doing this. Who else?
USA Today is doing it. ESPN is doing it to some degree. You know, they have a program where they track a sports fan's emotional condition during games. And so maybe if your team is losing, you won't see any ads at all.
So I guess this is when you're looking at the spectrum of what we can do with targeted ads, this feels a little less invasive, maybe, even though there's still something a little Orwellian about it.
Absolutely.
John Carroll, thank you so much.
Thank you.